Investment Flash.
When Washington drops a tariff bomb and Silicon Valley posts monster margins in the same afternoon, you know it's going to be a wild session. Let's get into it.
This is Investment Flash, New York edition, July 22nd, 2026. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald.
Morning. All right, Tom, before we dive into today's chaos, your buy oil call yesterday? Oil's still surging, so that's working nicely.
Hey, sometimes the momentum is real. And Gerald, you're short on Blackstone, down another couple percent. So we're both geniuses today.
Save the victory lap. We've got a fresh tariff shock to break down. Trump just floated 100% tariffs on generic drugs starting 2028.
Right, and it gutted the sector. Teva and Viatris got slammed, even though the deadline's 2 years out. The market's pricing in total supply chain disruption.
So we're short direct generic exposure. Teva, Viatris, these are straight plays on the U.S. market. And suddenly, that's a huge overhang.
Hold on, Gerald. Is the selling overdone? 2028 is ages in policy terms. Companies can shift supply lines, lobby for carve-outs. I'm going to push back here. This might be a knee-jerk.
Fair, but the market's hit sell-first-ask-later mode, and the healthcare ETF, the XLV, is only 3% off its high. Room to fall.
Plus the spillover. An India earnings fund down 10% year-to-date already. It's not just U.S. names. It's the whole generic supply web.
Okay, but if this is all about the tariff, where's the plan B? No one's talking about how this hits U.S. consumer drug costs. That's a second-order story that'll come back to bite.
Exactly. Anyway, let's pivot to the flip side. Something that actually went right. Supermicrocomputer blew the roof off.
Oh, buddy, SMCI. Fourth quarter gross margin guidance doubled from around 8% to 15 to 17%. The stock jumped 7% in the session.
And at a forward PE of under 8, it's still cheap. Though I'm naturally suspicious when a company's stock doubles its margin guidance overnight.
But Gerald, that's the point. It signals real pricing power. The AI server demand story is far from peaking. This isn't just a beat. It's a structural margin reset.
The semiconductor ETF surged 4.5% on the same news. This rally has legs, even with SMCI still 59% below its high.
All right, all right. But I'd still want to see if that margin durability holds beyond one quarter. To be fair, at these multiples, you're not paying for perfection.
I'm looking at the other side. If tariffs extend to electronics, could SMCI supply chain get hit? Something to watch. But for now, the momentum is real.
Speaking of momentum, there's a contrarian call on bonds. Strategist Michael Darda says the 10-year yield is going to fall, making home builders a buy.
Yeah, and the long-duration Treasury ETF, TLT, is at a 52-week low. That tells you the short-duration trade is crowded. Home builders like D.R. Horton and Lennar have sold off 5% in a week.
Cheap, too. D.R. Horton at about 12 times forward, Lennar below book value. If yields top out, these could rip.
No, but that's exactly my point. You're betting on a yield reversal that the Fed hasn't promised. The Fed is still cautious on cuts. Homebuilder longs are fragile.
Look, I get it. But this is a classic value setup. Bruised sector, cheap valuation, sentiment at a low. It's not a sure thing, but the risk-reward is there.
And if you're wrong, Gerald, you're holding a cheap stock in a market that's pricey elsewhere. Not the worst mistake.
Haha, fair enough. Now, speaking of cheap, European investment banks are getting upgrades after Goldman and Morgan Stanley's monster quarters.
Right. Deutsche Bank trades at 7.4 times earnings and below book. UBS at 12 times. If the Wall Street earnings wave crosses the Atlantic, these could re-rate hard.
I'm usually allergic to banks, but single-digit PEs are hard to ignore. Even I'd nibble on Deutsche Bank here.
And BNP Paribas should benefit from the same tailwinds. The spillover thesis is plausible, though it's still untested. medium conviction for me.
Wait, what about regulatory risk? Europe's banking rules haven't been loosened yet. That could cap the upside. But I'll grant, values are tempting.
All right, energy stocks up 28% year to date and still called cheap. Oil's surging on Iran war fears, but USO is up 87%. Starting to look crowded.
Yeah, the easy money has been made. XLE at 21 times trailing earnings isn't exactly bargain bin. Low conviction for new longs from our side.
And any de-escalation in Iran could trigger a sharp reversal in oil. This is a geopolitical gamble now, not just a value play.
So watch the trend, but don't chase it. Got it. What about this Hong Kong IPO? Jiangxi Innolight seeking up to $7 billion, biggest listing in 7 years.
It could be a catalyst for the Hang Seng and China large cap ETF, but execution risk is real. An FXI is down 13% year to date, needs all the help it can get.
If it lands well, it might reopen the China capital market story, but there's a long way between a filing and a successful debut.
Copper's in a holding pattern near $14,000. Everyone's waiting on Trump's tariff decision. That's a binary trigger for the whole complex.
Freeport-McMoRan surged 6.4% last session, but is 13% off its high. Copper equities have rallied hard, but the next move depends on Washington.
And Southern Copper jumped 7.4%, but it carries geopolitical risk alongside the tariff uncertainty. This is a pure watch for us.
Meanwhile, Tesla's market cap is bigger than the next 37 automakers combined, and it's down 13% this year. That narrative disconnect is getting loud.
148 times forward earnings with a 17 times book. It's a story stock priced for perfection, and the fundamentals are still catching up.
But Tom, people said the same about Amazon in 2015. The argument is that Tesla isn't a car company. It's an AI, energy, robotics play. Is the multiple justified?
For real? At some point, the story has to deliver numbers, not just lines. Curious to see what happens when growth stalls again.
All right, let's move to the most original take of the day. Paramount. The state trying to block the Warner Brothers Discovery merger might actually help Paramount shareholders.
Exactly. If the deal gets killed, management has to unlock value directly. No messy integration, no value destruction. Shareholders could win by losing.
That is contrarian. I'd never look at a blocked merger and see a bull case. But in media, sometimes standalone is better than a forced consolidation.
All right. As always, none of this is investment advice. This is a digest of what the press is saying, not a recommendation.
Right. So our view today, the signals split between a fresh trade policy shock and an AI-driven earnings beat. Pharma is the new tariff front, while Supermicro confirms AI demand hasn't peaked.
Policy noise and fundamental growth can coexist. The market is just rewarding clear winners and hammering exposed losers. That's the game right now.
But the counterargument, the tariff timeline makes immediate selling overdone, and SMCI's 7% pop may have front-run the good news. TLT at lows means the rate trade still has room to run against home builders.
And Tesla's extreme valuation and Copper's tariff sensitivity are pricing in binary outcomes. Both could go either way. We're missing deeper talk on how the drug tariff feeds into U.S. consumer health costs, or if exporters can redirect supply.
Or how that WTO reform paper from Japan might play into today's tariff talk. Second-order questions that'll surface soon. Anyway, that's the show.
We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time for the London edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
I'm Gerald with Tom and Marie. Talk soon.